It's time to enhance our teaching skills. Initial Primary Teacher Education Interactive Audio Lessons are brought to you by the Ministry of Education through the Directorate of Teacher Education and Development, DTED, with financial support from GIZ. In this program, you are going to learn English with your lecturer, Mrs. Nzoma, and your colleagues, Ben and Luce. I hope you are ready to learn.
Welcome, students, to Initial Primary Teacher Education Interactive Audio Lessons, English Lesson Number 1. My name is Mrs. Nzoma, and I will be your English lecturer in these lessons. You'll need materials like pens, notebooks, English modules, and other materials requested from time to time. Where possible, you need to listen to the lessons with friends for the sake of discussions. Get ready. IPTE is a teacher training program that endeavors to produce and continually develop competent and responsible teachers who effectively develop quality education to all learners under prevailing conditions and demands in primary schools and promote their desire for lifelong learning. Yes, get in. You may take your seats.
Thank you, Mrs. Nzoma.
Students, in these lessons, I'll not be alone. I'll be with your fellow students, Ben and Lucy. Ben, introduce yourself. Students, listen.
Hello, fellow students. My name is Ben Mwale. I am 19 years old, and I am a student teacher at Sokolo Teacher Training College. I am glad to be with you during these lessons. Let's be together.
Thank you, Ben. Now, Lucy, it's your turn. Introduce yourself.
Thank you, Mrs. Nzoma. I am Lucy Banda, 21 years old, and I am a single mother with one child. Just like Ben, I am also a student at Tsogolo Teacher Training College. Let's enjoy the lessons.
Thank you, Ben and Luce, for introducing yourselves. Now, students, let's discuss how interactive audio lessons will help you during your IPTE course. How do you think these lessons will help you during your course? How do you think these lessons will help you during your course?
I think these lessons will help us in the sense that we'll be able to learn while at home.
In addition, I think these lessons will also help us to learn at our own free time and pace.
Well done, Ben and Lucy. That's excellent. Your ideas are indeed true. Students, I hope you also had similar ideas as Ben and Lucy. How else do you think these lessons will help you? How else do you think these lessons will help you?
These lessons will help us learn when schools are closed due to unforeseen circumstances, such as pandemics or any other problems.
That is good, Ben. Students, I hope you have also given your own expectations. Now, students, after seeing the benefits of interactive audio lessons, now, let's look at the importance of teaching and learning English in Malawian schools. Students, why do you think English should be taught in our Malawian schools? Why do you think English should be taught in our Malawian schools?
I think English should be taught in our schools because it is an official language here in Malawi. And,
Luce, what do you mean by an official language?
An official language is a language which is used in carrying out business in government institutions, trade, industry, and the legal systems.
Wow! I now understand. Thank you, Luce, for the clarification. Mrs. Nzoma, English is also important in our schools because it is used as a medium of instruction in schools.
That is great, Luce and Ben. Students, I hope your answers are not far from what Ben and Luce have said. Do you have additional points on why English should be taught in our schools?
Yes, Mrs. Nzoma, I have one. I think English is also used to facilitate communication in our everyday life.
Thank you, Luce. That's very correct. Indeed, English helps in facilitating communication. Students, in this lesson, we will focus on English co-elements and their importance. I hope you are ready for the day's lesson. Get ready. Students, our first topic in the English lessons is English language co-elements. We will focus on the six skills of English language and their importance. By the way, students, what do you understand by the term co-elements? What do you understand by the term co-elements?
Mrs. Nzoma, I think co-elements are main components of a particular thing. In this case, English language.
Wow, that is exactly true, Luce. Students, I hope you have also answered correctly. Students, what about outcomes? What are outcomes? What are outcomes?
Mrs. Nzoma, outcomes, I think, are results or products. In this case, outcomes should be what we expect to see in learners after they have learned the skills of the language.
Wow, that is also true, Ben. Outcomes are indeed what teachers expect to see in learners after they have taught them. Students, I'm sure your answers are also correct. Now, let's look at these co-elements. These co-elements are the skills learners acquire in English language. Can you list down the six co-elements in English language? Can you list down the six co-elements in English language?
These core elements are listening, speaking, reading, Ben, can you add more if you have some?
Sure, Lucy. I have some to add. We also have writing, structure and use of language, critical thinking and reasoning. Do you have more, Mrs. Nzoma?
No, Ben. You have exhausted everything. Students, is your list the same as Lucy and Ben's? If not, update your list. Once again, the core elements are listening, speaking, reading, writing, structure and use of language, and critical thinking and reasoning. The core elements are listening, speaking, reading, writing, structure and use of language, and critical thinking and reasoning. Now, students, we will examine the importance of each of these core elements. The first core element is listening. Students, what is listening?
Mrs. Nzoma, listening can be defined as a process of paying attention, analyzing and critically understanding a given speech.
Well done, Lucy. Your definition is indeed correct. Students, anyone with a different idea?
Yes, Mrs. Nzoma, I also have another definition. Listening can also be defined as the ability to accurately receive and interpret messages in the communication process.
Thank you, Ben and Lucy. It appears both of you have an idea about what listening is. Students, as you can see from Lucy's and Ben's definitions, listening is not just hearing the message or speech. It also involves critically analyzing and interpreting the message or speech. Now, students, what qualities do you think should a good listener possess? What qualities do you think should a good listener possess?
Mrs. Nzoma, I think a good listener should possess the following qualities. Should closely follow a speaker's line of thought, should pose questions, and should take sides for or against the speaker's point of view.
Wow, that is great, Lucy. Your answers are correct. Students, I hope you also have similar answers. Now, students, what do you think are the importance of listening skill? What do you think are the importance of listening skill?
Mrs. Nzoma, I think listening skill is important in the following ways. It helps learners develop critical understanding of situations in order to respond appropriately. It also trains learners to listen attentively. Lucy, do you have other points to add?
Yes, Ben. I have three more points to add as follows. Listening arouses learners' interest through listening to stories, poems, and speeches. It also promotes self-expression as learners retell stories, speeches, and poems. Listening also trains learners to think critically and logically.
Wow! That's great, Lucy and Ben. Students, are your answers similar to those given by Lucy and Ben? Students, as we can see, listening is very important. Therefore, it is the responsibility of teachers to ensure that learners pay desired attention through use of a variety of techniques and activities. Students, what activities do you think teachers can use to gain learners' attention in listening? What activities do you think teachers can use to gain learners' attention in listening?
Mrs. Nzoma, I think teachers can use such techniques as listening comprehension, dictation, and note-taking to enhance listening skills in our learners.
Well done, Ben. That is indeed true. These activities can really enhance listening skill in learners. Well, students, let's now look at another co-element. This is speaking. Speaking skill deals with all communication that enables the exchange of opinions and thoughts in everyday life. Students, how do you think the acquisition of speaking skill can help learners during teaching and learning process? How do you think the acquisition of speaking skill can help learners during teaching and learning process?
Mrs. Nzoma, I think speaking skill can help learners in effective classroom interaction.
Lucy, what do you mean by effective classroom interaction?
What I mean here is that learners will be able to ask questions, give information about what they know, and say if they do or do not understand what the teacher is teaching. Are you clear now, Ben?
Of course, Lucy. Your explanation is loud and clear. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lucy and Ben. Students, are your responses the same? Take note that apart from classroom interaction, acquisition of speaking skill also helps learners outside classroom and in their everyday life. Students, how else do you think speaking helps learners in their daily life?
Mrs. Nzoma, speaking skill will allow learners form connections with other people and increase learners' negotiation skills.
I think speaking skill improves self-confidence in learners. It also improves a sense of comfort and it influences decisions, just to mention but a few.
Wow, that's very great, Lucy and Ben. Students, Compare your responses with what Luce and Ben have said. Now, students, let's examine English teacher's guides for standards 1 to 4 and identify activities that can help learners develop speaking skill. Let's examine English teacher's guides for standards 1 to 4 and identify activities that can help learners develop speaking skill.
Mrs. Nzoma, I have found the following activities that can develop speaking skill in learners. Asking for and giving information, introducing oneself and others, giving and following commands.
Well done, Luce. You have got it right. Students, I hope you also have similar activities. Now, let's check for activities that can help learners develop speaking skill in upper primary. What activities can help learners develop speaking in upper primary? What activities can help learners develop speaking in upper primary?
We can use the following activities in upper primary: panel discussions, interviews, speeches, and simulation.
That is correct, Ben. Students, I hope you also have similar responses. Now, let's look at another co-element. This is reading. Students, what is reading? What is reading?
Mrs. Nzoma, according to my research, reading is defined as the process of looking at written symbols and letters and understanding the meaning of them.
Well done, Luce. Students, anyone with another definition?
Yes, Mrs. Nzoma. I have another one more similar to Luce's. Reading can also be defined as the process of taking in the sense or meaning of letters, symbols, especially by sight or touch.
Thank you so much, Ben and Luce. Both of you have done good research. In short, we can say, reading is the process of interpreting symbols or letters to give meaning. Students, do you have the same definitions? If so, very good. Now, let's examine the importance of reading both in the classroom and outside the classroom. How do you think reading is important? How do you think reading is important?
I think reading is important because it helps to show learners progress in learning. It helps learners to learn on their own if they are able to read. And it helps the teacher to direct learners in reading activities effectively.
Wow! Bravo, Luce! All your responses are indeed correct. Well done. What about you, students? Do you have more points to add?
Mrs. Nzoma, reading can help learners acquire vocabulary, develop critical thinking skill, and improve their analytical skill.
Mrs. Nzoma, I have remembered something. I think reading can also help learners improve their memory. And reading is also a good habit for stress reduction.
That's amazing, Ben and Lucy. It really shows that both of you did good research on this. Thank you so much for your interesting responses. Students, check what you have and compare with what Ben and Ruse have said. You can update your list. Thank you, Ben, Luce, and all of you students. Now, let's discuss the last core element for today, and this is writing. Students, what is writing? What is writing?
Mrs. Nzoma, writing can be defined as the process of using symbols, letters of the alphabet, punctuation, and spaces to communicate thoughts and ideas in a readable text.
Mrs. Nzoma, just like Ben, I also did a research, and I found that we can also define writing as a method of representing language in visual or tactile form.
That's wonderful, Ben and Lucy. You really did good research and both your definitions are correct. Students, as you can see, we can have different definitions of writing. I am sure you also have different definitions. Some similar to what Ben and Lucy have presented and others different. Now, students, let's discuss the importance of writing. What is the importance of writing? What is the importance of writing?
I think writing is important because it is a tool for learning.
What do you mean by a tool for learning, Ben?
Thank you, Lucy. What I mean is for teachers to know that learners are learning, they assess them. And most of these assessments are in the form of writing. Therefore, learners need to develop writing skill at an early stage. Isn't it so, Mrs. Nzoma?
Yes, it is, Ben. As Ben has indicated, writing is indeed a very important skill in literacy development. It is therefore a requirement that learners develop this skill as early as possible. Students, how else do you think writing is important? How else do you think writing is important?
Mrs. Nzoma, I think writing is also important in the sense that learners' writing ability will enable them to enjoy learning because they will be able to express their opinions and thoughts through writing. This will act as a push for them to like learning.
In addition, with this skill, learners will have an opportunity to learn on their own, thereby maximizing learning time.
You are marvelous. Your responses are really wonderful. Students, I hope you also have wonderful responses. In a moment, we'll have a discussion on these four core elements we have so far discussed. Students, in this lesson, we have looked at four English core elements, which are listening, speaking, reading, and writing. Now, we will have a discussion to examine how listening skill will be of benefit to our learners in their future lives. How do you think acquisition of listening skill will help learners in their future lives? How do you think acquisition of listening skill will help learners in their future lives?
If learners acquire listening skill, they will be able to listen to different messages and speeches and be able to analyze these critically. Following these analyses, learners will make informed decisions whether to agree or disagree with what is being said in the message or speech. For example, during political campaigns, politicians make a lot of promises. It requires someone with critical understanding to make the right decision. This critical understanding can be achieved if one is well equipped with listening skill.
Mrs. Nzoma, just to add on what Ben has said, listening skill will also help learners to make right decisions about health messages they hear on radios and social media. If well equipped with this skill, learners will be able to make good judgment of messages. For example, there are so many stories about COVID-19. Learners with listening skills will be able to analyze and make correct decisions about these messages.
Thank you so much, Ben and Lucy. You have ably presented how listening skill can benefit learners in their future lives. Students, I believe you also had a lively discussion in your respective groups. As you can see in the discussion, there's need for you student teachers and teachers to effectively teach each of these skills for the benefit of learners out there. We have now come to the end of our discussion. Students, we have now come to the end of our lesson today. Do you remember what has been discussed in this lesson?
In this lesson, we have discussed the benefits we can have by listening to interactive audio lessons.
Mrs. Nzoma, we have also discussed the reasons why English should be taught in our Malawian schools.
In this lesson, we have also looked at four English core elements and their importance.
We have also discussed how listening skill can help learners in their future lives.
Thank you, Ben and Lucy. It really shows that you were following the discussion. Students, I'm sure you were also following the discussion. In the next lesson, we will continue looking at English core elements and we will focus much on outcomes. Remember to bring your writing materials, English Module 1 and Teacher's Guides for Standard 1 to 4. Thank you for being good students. See you in the next program. Goodbye.